Welcome to another episode of the Mattress Advisory Podcast. I am so excited about today's deep dive.
Oh yeah, this is a great one. We've got a lot of ground to cover.
We really do. But hey, real quick, before we even jump into the article today, I want to invite you to check out the links in the article we're discussing. There is an exclusive discount there for our listeners, so definitely go take advantage of that if you're in the market.
Yeah, you do not want to pay full retail if you don't have to.
Exactly. Right? So I was thinking about this the other day. You know, usually when we buy a pair of running shoes, there's this like expectation of total precision.
Oh, for sure. You go to a specialty store, they put you on a treadmill.
Right. They analyze your gait, they check your arches, and then they fit you with a shoe that is engineered specifically for your biomechanics.
It is a repetitive impact, right?
Yeah,
you wouldn't
yeah.
just grab a random size mm-hmm. 8 off a discount rack and, you know, expect to run a marathon without serious joint pain.
No, you'd be miserable. But then you look at how we buy mattresses, which is something we spend literally a third of our lives lying on, and suddenly that scientific precision just totally vanishes.
It really does. People walk into a showroom, awkwardly lie down on a bed with their winter coat on for like 30 seconds and just guess.
It's crazy. But today we are taking the guesswork entirely out of the equation. We are running the biomechanics of sleep through the literal engineering specs of two incredibly different beds.
We're pulling from a really comprehensive breakdown from Mattress Advisory, dated July 10th, 2026. It's a head-to-head comparison of the Helix Midnight Lux and the Helix Plus.
And this is so important for anyone listening right now because, you know, waking up with stiff shoulders, tossing and turning with night sweats, or feeling like your lower back is just collapsing, it isn't just bad luck.
No, and it's not necessarily just a sign that you're getting older either.
Right. It is almost always a direct mismatch between your human physiology and the mattress's engineering.
Absolutely. So to fix that, we first have to understand the foundational architecture that both of these Helix beds actually share.
Right, because the source categorizes both the Midnight Lux and the Plus as hybrids, right?
Exactly. For decades, the industry sort of forced a compromise on the sleeper. You either bought a traditional innerspring mattress, which, you know, gave you structural support and airflow, but it often created terrible pressure points.
Oh, yeah, those springs just digging into your hips.
Right. Or you bought an all-foam mattress.
Which gives you that classic, like, sinking into quicksand feeling, where you feel trapped in a crater of your own body heat.
And that heat trapping is a massive physiological barrier to deep sleep. Your core temperature needs to drop for you to sleep well.
Right. So the hybrid architecture was invented specifically to fix that compromise, right?
Yes. By layering contouring foams, like memory foam or responsive polyfoams, on top of a base of individually wrapped steel coils, you get the best of both worlds.
So pressure relief at the surface, but the structural integrity and, crucially, the massive airflow of a spring system underneath.
Exactly. And both of these Helix models are built on that exact hybrid chassis.
But looking at the source, that shared chassis is basically where the similarities completely end.
Oh, completely. It's two entirely different philosophies.
Right. So the central conflict of our material today is how drastically differently these two beds use that hybrid design. I was thinking about it like this. Think of the Midnight Lux like a luxury sports car's suspension.
Okay, I like that.
It's calibrated to absorb every tiny bump on the road so you feel like you're floating. But the Helix Plus, on the other hand, is engineered like the reinforced chassis of a heavy-duty truck.
Right, it's built to handle a massive payload without sagging, bottoming out, or, you know, losing its geometric shape over time.
Exactly.
What is genuinely fascinating here is that mattress manufacturers are finally acknowledging physics. For the longest time, the industry just offered generic firmness levels, like soft, medium, or firm. And they expected a 140-pound sleeper and a 280-pound sleeper to have the exact same experience on a medium bed.
Which is physically impossible. A material reacts entirely differently depending on the downward kinetic force applied to it.
Exactly. So they are finally engineering beds for specific weight classes.
Okay, so let's unpack the sports car first. If the Lux is essentially this cloud calibrated for an average weight, let's pull apart those specific layers.
Let's do it.
The source lists the components, and honestly, it reads a bit like an ad. It says it has a plush quilted pillow top, an optional Glaciotex cooling cover, gel memory foam, a cool force layer, supreme support memory foam, and an ergo align layer.
That is a lot of trademark symbols.
Right. So let's strip away the marketing terms. What are we actually looking at physically when we open this bed up?
Well, when they say Glaciotex cooling cover, we are really talking about high thermal conductivity.
Okay, what does that mean in plain English?
It's a fabric woven with specialized fibers, often high-density polyethylene, that physically pull body heat away from your skin. It doesn't just rely on standard cotton to breathe. It actively conducts heat away.
Oh, wow. Okay. And what about all those foam names? Cool Force, Supreme Support.
When you see those, the raw material science translates to variations of open-cell polyurethane foam. The key innovation here is the open-cell structure.
Meaning the little bubbles inside.
Exactly. The tiny bubbles inside the foam are interconnected, so that allows trapped hot air to escape when your body weight actually compresses them.
So you're not just baking in a foam oven.
Precisely.
And then there's the ErgoAlign layer, which the article notes is tied to their zoned, individually wrapped coils. I found this part brilliant.
It really is, because human beings are not perfectly flat rectangles.
Right, like when a side sleeper lies down, their shoulders and hips protrude much further than their waist. If the springs are uniformly stiff from head to toe, your shoulder joint just gets crushed.
Yeah, the acromioclavicular joint in the shoulder takes a massive beating on uniform mattresses.
Yeah.
That leads directly to that numb arm you wake up with.
Ugh, the worst.
But the Midnight Lux uses a zone system to counteract this biomechanical reality. The factory literally uses different gauges or thicknesses of steel wire for different rows of coils.
Oh, so they physically change the metal.
Yes. They place thicker, firmer coils right beneath the lumbar region to push up and support the curve of the lower back.
Yeah.
But they use thinner, softer coils at the shoulders and hips.
So the wider, heavier parts of the body are allowed to sink in while the lower back is kept elevated. Mm-hmm. That basically forces the spine into a perfectly straight line, right?
Exactly. It's passive posture correction while you sleep.
That is so cool. Now, the source gives the Midnight Lux a firmness rating of 6 out of 10, so sitting right at a true medium. It has a response time of 0.8 seconds. And the weight limit is 600 pounds total, or roughly 300 pounds per person.
Which is pretty standard for a high-quality hybrid.
But looking at how plush and contouring this is for side sleepers, I have to assume this bed is an absolute disaster for stomach sleepers.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, if the hips are the heaviest part of the body, and the bed is designed to let hips sink in, a stomach sleeper's center of gravity is just going to drag their lower spine down into a deep U-shape, isn't it?
You've hit on the exact structural limitation of this model. The source material is unequivocal here. Strict stomach sleepers should absolutely skip the Midnight Lux.
Wow, okay.
When your pelvis pulls your lumbar spine out of neutral alignment and into that U-shape, it severely compresses the facet joints in your lower back.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's a guaranteed recipe for waking up in agony. But for average weight side sleepers, combination sleepers who toss and turn, and couples who want a pressure-relieving, motion-isolating environment, the biomechanics are perfectly matched.
So if you're an average weight side sleeper, this is your dream bed. But there has to be a physical breaking point to all that plushness.
There is.
A heavier sleeper is just going to push right through those soft comfort layers and bottom out on the steel coils. Which brings us to the physics of the Helix Plus.
The heavy-duty truck.
Right. Let's deconstruct the tank. Because the specs here are starkly different. First of all, there is no plush pillow top at all.
None.
The foams are completely swapped out for ultra-dense gel memory foam and something they call high-density Duradense base foam. What makes this so different?
The critical engineering concept here is density. And we have to be clear, density is very different from firmness.
Okay, break that down for me.
Density refers to the actual mass of the raw materials per cubic foot. In cheaper foams, there's a lot of air injected into the polymer to make it feel thick without actually using a lot of material.
So it looks big, but it's mostly empty space.
Exactly. Under heavy, sustained weight, those air pockets just collapse and the foam physically degrades. That's what creates a permanent sagging crater in your bed.
Ah, so the high-density foams in the Helix Plus have significantly more physical polymer and less air.
Exactly. They're throwing raw material mass at the problem to prevent material fatigue.
And the coils below are reinforced as well, right?
Yes. They support up to 1,000 pounds total, or 500 pounds per person.
Wow, that is a massive jump from the 600-pound limit on the Lux.
It fundamentally changes the longevity of the mattress for plus-size sleepers. Standard beds wear out incredibly fast under heavy payloads. They just fail to provide consistent spinal support after just a year or two.
Yeah.
This reinforced chassis is designed to resist that deep sinkage long term.
Now, the firmness bumps up to a 7 out of 10, a medium firm, But what really caught my eye in the article is the response time.
Ah, yes.
The Plus reacts in 0.7 seconds compared to the Lux's 0.8 seconds. I mean, a tenth of a second difference sounds completely imperceptible. How do they even achieve that physically, and why does it matter?
It comes back to the open cell structure of the polyurethane we discussed earlier.
Yep.
When you roll over, you remove your body weight from the foam. The speed at which it bounces back depends entirely on how quickly the polymer struts rebound and pull air back into those microscopic pockets.
Right.
By engineering a more resilient, dense polymer, the foam snaps back that tiny fraction of a second faster. And when a 250-pound sleeper is trying to roll over at 3 a.m., the resilience of that surface means the difference between an effortless movement and feeling like you are fighting against the gravity of your own mattress.
Oh, that makes so much sense. I can imagine that quicksand feeling is just exhausting.
It really is.
But here's the flip side. If the Plus is engineered to withstand 1,000 pounds, what happens when someone who weighs like 130 pounds tries to sleep on it?
Mm-hmm. It's not pretty.
I mean, the physics of surface tension have to work against them, right?
Yeah.
They simply don't generate the necessary downward kinetic force to compress that high-density material.
They don't. And the source analysis highlights this inverse problem perfectly. A lightweight sleeper on the Helix Plus will essentially sleep entirely on top of the mattress.
Oh, so they're engaging almost none of the comfort layers.
Right. Without compressing the foam, there is no contouring around the shoulders or hips, which leads to localized pressure buildup and disrupted circulation.
It's basically going to feel like sleeping on a carpeted floor.
Exactly. Though, I will say, that rigidity is precisely why the article recommends it for heavy back and stomach sleepers.
Oh, right. Because they absolutely need their hips kept elevated to maintain a neutral spine.
Yes.
So you'd think a luxury sports car and a heavy-duty truck wouldn't really share any parts. But looking at the source, there are some fundamental engineering choices both of these beds utilize, especially when it comes to the logistics of two people sharing a bed.
Yeah, they both perform really well in that department.
Like, they both offer incredibly strong edge support. Why is that so crucial?
Well, the physics of feeling like you're rolling off a bed are incredibly disruptive to your sleep architecture. If a mattress uses uniform coils right up to the perimeter, the edge compresses way too easily under your weight.
So you just feel like you're going to fall off.
Exactly. And subconsciously, both partners will migrate toward the center of the bed to feel secure.
Which effectively shrinks a queen-size mattress into a twin.
Exactly. But by reinforcing the perimeter with thicker steel coils, these beds give you safe access to the entire surface area.
Nice. They also share exceptional motion isolation. I remember having a traditional innerspring bed years ago where all the coils were wired together into one giant continuous web.
Oh, the worst.
If your partner dropped a heavy book on their side of the bed, the kinetic energy traveled along that wire directly to you. It was like a trampoline.
But because hybrid coils are individually wrapped in their own little fabric pockets, they compress independently. So the energy is trapped at the point of impact.
That's huge for couples.
It is. And this localized compression is also why the source rates, both models, excellent for sex.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, the independent coils provide controlled, responsive feedback without the dragging, deadening effect you'd get from an all-foam block.
Good to know. And for couples who genuinely cannot compromise, like where one needs the sports car and the other absolutely needs the tank, they offer split king options.
Which is essentially pushing two twin XL mattresses together on one frame. It's the ultimate marriage saver.
Seriously. Now, we should definitely talk about the shipping and trials, because buying a bed you've never actually laid on is a massive leap of faith.
It's scary for a lot of people.
Right. Both of these arrive compressed in a box, shipped directly from Arizona, and they come with a 120-night sleep trial. But what I found really fascinating is that Helix enforces a strict 30-day minimum before you are even allowed to initiate a return.
Yeah, they make you keep it for a month.
I have to imagine that if someone has been sleeping on a hammock-shaped, worn-out mattress for 10 years, putting their spine into actual healthy, neutral alignment on day one might genuinely hurt.
It absolutely will. The human body is incredibly adaptable, which means it develops stubborn muscle memory based on whatever environment it's stuck in.
Right, so if your spine has been misaligned for years,
your supporting muscles have actually shortened or lengthened to compensate for that sag.
Oh, wow.
So when you introduce a flat, structurally sound surface, those muscles literally have to unlearn their bad habits. You will likely experience temporary soreness as your posture corrects itself at night.
So it's like going to the gym for the first time in years.
Exactly. The 30-day minimum ensures you don't panic or turn a mattress before your anatomy has actually fully synced up with proper support.
That structural adjustment period makes perfect sense. Now, the source also heavily highlights that both beds use Certipor US and GreenGuard Gold Certified foams. And it notes specifically that there are, quote, no fiberglass fire retardants.
This is a huge deal.
I've seen headlines about this recently. Why would anyone put glass inside a bed to begin with?
Well, it's a critical safety mechanism that unfortunately became a manufacturing nightmare for cheaper brands. By law, all mattresses must pass strict flammability tests.
Right, nobody wants a highly flammable bed.
Exactly. But to meet this standard cheaply, some manufacturers weave microscopic shards of fiberglass into a protective sock that surrounds the inner foam. If a fire breaks out, the fiberglass melts and smothers the flame.
Which sounds great on paper until you want to, say, wash the outer cover.
Exactly. The moment a consumer unzips that cover, thousands of invisible glass microshards are released into the air.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare.
It is. They get sucked into the home's HVAC system. They embed into clothing, carpets, and they can potentially be inhaled, which causes severe respiratory damage.
That is terrifying.
But by using Certicure US foams and alternative non-toxic fire barriers, these Helix models completely eliminate the fiberglass risk.
That alone is worth paying attention to.
And it also guarantees extremely low VOC off-gassing, so you don't get that harsh chemical smell when you first open the box.
Knowing there are zero micro shards floating around your bedroom is a huge value add. But that brings us to the economics of these two beds, because the price difference is staggering.
It really jumps out at you.
Yeah. The luxury Midnight Lux starts around $2,398 for a queen. But the heavy-duty Helix Plus, which uses far denser raw materials, starts at just $1,498.
Yeah.
Why is the heavy-duty tank nearly $900 cheaper than the plush sports car? You usually pay a premium for heavy-duty construction.
It comes down entirely to the economics of manufacturing labor versus raw materials.
Okay, explain that.
The Plus utilizes brute strength. It's thicker steel and denser polymer foam. And honestly, raw materials are relatively cheap at scale.
Oh, I see.
But the Midnight Lux requires intricate precision engineering. To build that zoned lumbar system we talked about, the factory line actually has to slow down.
Right, because they're constantly switching coil gauges.
Exactly. The machines must alternate, dropping in firmer springs in the middle third and softer springs at the ends. Then they have to stitch on a specialized quilted pillow top.
Ah, so you are paying a premium for the labor-intensive complexity of the luxury finishes.
Yes, whereas the Plus is just a straightforward exercise in material density.
Okay, that completely demystifies the price tag. So, to bring all this biometric data home for the listener today, let's summarize.
Let's do it.
If you are an average weight side or combo sleeper, looking for a plush, highly engineered surface that actively contours to your pressure points and corrects your posture with zoned coils, the Midnight Lux is specifically calibrated for you.
But if you are a plus-size sleeper, or a strict back or stomach sleeper who needs rigid hip elevation, or you simply prioritize ultra-durable, high-density materials that refuse to sag under heavy payloads, the Helix Plus is the mathematically correct choice.
Choosing a mattress isn't about looking at a top 10 list and just buying the, quote, best one. There is no objectively best bed out there.
No, it is entirely about matching the tool to the specific biological task. If you ignore your sleep position or your kinetic weight, you are basically willingly inviting joint pain and spinal compression into a third of your life.
And before we sign off, I just want to remind everyone one more time, if this deep dive helped you narrow down your choice, definitely check out the links in the article for that exclusive discount. Don't leave money on the table.
Seriously, take advantage of it. A mattress is a piece of health equipment. We really need to evaluate it with the same scrutiny we apply to the rest of our biomechanics.
Think about the level of precision we've just unpacked today. We are measuring the open cell rebound rates of foam down to tenths of a second just to ease the physical effort of rolling over in the dark.
It's incredible.
We are swapping steel coil gauges by the millimeter to accommodate the protrusion of a human shoulder blade. It really makes you wonder, if our sleep environments can be this hyper-customized to our unique physiology, what other generic one-size-fits-all items in our homes are fundamentally failing our bodies right now?
Oh, man. That is a brilliant question to leave them pondering.
Next time you sit in a generic office chair or blindly grab a pair of shoes off the rack, remember the X-ray precision we apply to sleep. Until next time, keep questioning the mechanics of the things you use every day.